All right, good morning. So we continue again in Mesilas Yesharim. So if you remember again, we left off yesterday. You're following in the good morning. You're following in the handout. So it's in Perek Aleph, that paragraph Ches. Paragraph Ches. So remember, the Mesilas Yesharim said yesterday this fascinating idea that the degree in which the way to go ahead and gauge one's relationship or closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly related to how much one is able to go ahead and combat their Yetzer Hara. So the more I could combat the Yetzer, the more I distance myself from those negative things, is the greater my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, V'intam mik od, we started reading these first couple of lines, let's read again, paragraph Ches, page Yutes, V'intam mik od be'inyin, and if you look into this further, you will see Tira ki ha'olam nivra l'shimush ha'adam. The world was created for the benefit of man. Amnam hinehu omed b'shikul gadol. He, or I should say it. Now the who over here is not man. That coffee's running. It's going.
It's going.
Okay.
It's working. Would you like to jump, Rabbi?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, no, I just want to make sure people aren't taking water. Good. No, I'm good. I promise. I put your. You can't. No, don't. All right. So the Mesilas Yesharim says, "Who omi b'shigol gadol?" The who over here, interestingly enough, is not man. The who over here is the world. Who omi b'shigol gadol? The world remains in a very in a shikol. Of course, means like a scale. The world remains on the scale. What's the scale? Kima adam nimshach achara olam umisrachik mi bor o. If man is drawn after the world and as a result is distanced from his creator, hinehu miskalkel umekalkel haolam imo. He himself is ruined, and he ruins the world with him. V'mushulit ba'atzmo, v'nitzbak biboro. But if a person controls himself and ultimately clings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'mishtamish mina olam rak liyos lo l'siyu l'avol esboro, and uses the world only to come closer to God, hu mis'ale v'ha'olam mis'ale imo. Man is uplifted, and the world is uplifted with him. So what does that mean? Remember, the Mesilas Yesharim already posited this idea that the entire point of the world, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create this world? Because the world provides for us the tools with which to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if man misuses the world, then ultimately what occurs over here is that man not only ruins his own standing, but man erodes the very reason for creation. Kihine ilui gadol hu lebrios kulam lios misham she adam ashalim hamokdash b'kedusha so yisparach, because the greatest tachlis of creation is what? Shkoch, Stephen, thank you. The greatest tachlis of creation is what? Is that the world can serve God, can serve man. That's the greatest tachlis of creation. That something in this world can be utilized by man to go ahead and bring him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the greatest actualization of purpose in this world. V'hu ke'inyan ma she'amru chachamenu zichronom livracha be'inyan ha'gor ha'or she'gnozu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzadikim v'zol l'shonam v'chivon she'ra or she'gnozu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzadikim page chaf samach she'ne'emar or tzadikim yismach. So there was this idea, if you remember again, Rashi and Bereshis quotes this idea that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created light, there was this certain light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu then put away for the tzaddikim, la'asid lavo, whether for the future, whether la'asid lavo means olam haba, whether la'asid lavo means imos ha-mashiach. The point over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a piece of the world and he put it away. The Mesilas Yesharim understands that. What does that mean? That means that in essence, everything that God created is for the benefit of man, but not just for the benefit of man's enjoyment. It's just, you have to understand, I will say again, like I've kept telling you, the Mesilas Yesharim doesn't come from an ascetic point of view. He's not telling us, don't enjoy the world. He's saying, enjoy the world. But just make sure that that enjoyment somehow leads you to some greater connection or greater appreciation of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's our tachlis. Use the world as much as you want. Just make sure at the end of the day, it makes you a better Oved Hashem. And Chas V'Shalom, if the opposite happens, that the world, the material pleasures in this world, serve to drive a wedge between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's not just the pshat that I'm misusing the world. What is that? The reason for entire creation, the reason for entire creation has been compromised. He says, Ubeinyan Avni, and actually this is very beautiful. Ubeinyan Avni Abakum Shlokach Yaakov Avinu Vesamer Shosav. Amru Kozik Imar Chulin. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Melamed Sheniskamtu Kulan Lamakum Echad V'Haisa Kol Achas Omeres Alai Aniach Tzadik Rosha. So once I were familiar with this Medrash, now you know when it comes to Medrash, Medrash should not be understood literally. Medrash was Chazal's way of making certain points to us, employing stories, mashalim, hyperbole. So, you know, we're familiar with this famous Maisa that the Medrash quotes, that Yaakov Avinu is running away from home. He's sleeping at night, right? He's sleeping in Beit El at night, or whatever Beit El is. Whether Beit El is Beit El, whether Beit El is Harabayis, different part of Yerushalayim. And, you know, as he puts his head on the stone, all of the stones begin fighting. Whose head is the tzaddik going to lay on? So, Sister Sharm says, you know what the point is? What's the message of Chazal in that medrash? The message of Chazal in that medrash is that the world was created to serve man. When the stones are, so to speak, arguing, what they're saying is, who is going to have this chus to serve the tzaddik? Because it is a benefit for the world. Why was the world created? If not to serve the Oved Hashem. So they're arguing, who's going to get the opportunity to serve the Oved Hashem? V'hine al ikar hazeh ha'irinu zekronam levracha medrash koheles, sh'amru zelishonam, re'eyes ma'ase elokim. So he quotes, this is the idea in the medrash that Chazal quote from the pasuk from Koheles, see the handiwork of God, v'sha'a shebara kodesh baruch hu es adam harishon, nitalo ve'achziro al kol ilane gan eden va'amarlo, re'ey ma'asai, kama noim u'mishubachim hein, v'chomash shebarasi b'shvil chabarasi, ten datcho, shelo tekalkel v'tachariv es olami. So the Medrash says so beautifully, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, what did he do? He took him for a tour of Gan Eden. Why did he take him for a tour of Gan Eden? Because he showed him, you see this tree, you see that tree, you see the river, the stream, the skies, the mountains, all of it, I created for you, Adam HaRishon. All I ask of you is that you use it appropriately and use it to come closer to me. You know, I once heard a beautiful idea. Actually, Rabbi Pesach Kron brings down this yisod. He says, you know, we don't appreciate it as much. But if you ever go into a supermarket, so the truth is, if you look just at the produce aisle, you know, so you see that the oranges are this color and the apples are this color. And the truth is, if you take a step back, you just walk in for the first time, it's magnificent. It's magnificent. So Rabbi Kron said, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to do that. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have made this, you know, gray mush called food, just like, you know, gasoline fuels your car. It smells bad. Don't try to taste it, you know, but it gets the job done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created gasoline for human beings as well. That would have fueled the body, and that, but he didn't do that. He made it so beautiful, and he made it so appetizing, and he made it so spectacular and so intricate. Why did he do that? It's only for us. It's only for us because it enhances our appreciation of this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, enjoy all the trees, enjoy all the gashmias. Just make sure at the end of the day it brings you closer to me. One more paragraph. Klalo Shel Davar. Paragraph test. Here is the principle of the thing. Ha'adam lo nivra ba'avor matzava ba'olam azeh, ela ba'avor matzava bi'olam abo. So number one is to understand that man, and now the Messiah Hashem, just you understand stylistically, the way he writes is, sometimes, just in a couple times throughout a chapter, he'll do a recap. So this is one of these paragraphs that's a recap. Klal Shel Davar, the general principle of the matter is, Ha'adam lo nivra ba'avor matzava ba'olam azeh. Man was not created for his condition in this world. Meaning that this is not the end. This is not the goal. Ela ba'avor matzava ba'olam haba. Ultimately, man was created, or man's ultimate tachlis, is the eternity that he spends in the world to come. Ela shematzava ba'olam azeh. But at the end of the day, the only way that man gets to enjoy Olam Haba is what? Is if he lives a meaningful Olam Hazeh. We'll say again, I can't say enough, the Mesilas Yesharim is not cheapening our existence over here in Olam Hazeh. You have to understand that. He's not saying, Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is important. Olam Haba is even more important. But Olam Hazeh is the gift we have to be able to ensure that our eternity is a good eternity. Al kein, tinsam ma'amreinu zachachaminu zichornam levracha, rabim kulam besignon echad. Therefore you will find that the teachings of our rabbis all kind of coalesce around one central theme. medamim ha'olam hazeh limkom uzman ha'achana, v'ha'olam haba limkom ha'menucha, v'achilas hamuchan kvar. That's how you'll find that the imagery of olam haba is always the same. That this world is a place of preparation, and the world to come is a place of rest, tranquility, and actually eating. It's actually interesting that one of the greatest images of olam haba is a meal. And it's not just because we're Jewish. Right? It's because the truth is, actually, we had it in Daf Yomi. Right? We had it in the Daf Yomi. This idea, I think it was, it might have been Shabbos' Daf. You know, we had this exact yisod that, thank you, we had this exact idea that just like with the meal, the only way you could eat is ultimately if you prepare. So too again, olam haba is only yours if you are able to prepare. V'hu ma she'amru ha'olam hazeh domo l'pruzdar kimo she'kasavti l'mala hayom la'asosam u'machar l'kabel scharam. Just like the Gemara says, the Torah says, today you shall do them in order that tomorrow you can receive reward. Mi she'tarach be'erev Shabbos Yocha b'Shabbos. Whoever prepared Erev Shabbos will eat on Shabbos. Ha'olam hazeh dome liyabasha. This world is compared to the land. V'ha'olam haba liyam. It's actually a very beautiful image. That this world is the land, and the olam haba is the sea. And you would have thought it's just the opposite, because generally, the sea represents the journey, and land represents the destination. But if you flip it, so the truth is, land usually is finite, versus the sea that really spans the expanse as far as man's eye can see. It's not only that, but the sea ultimately, a sunset at the ocean, is the ultimate embodiment of tranquility. So the calm seas represent the tranquility, the endlessness, the eternality of Olam Haba. Okay, Eile Rabim Al Zahadarach. And it says in Nesiyas Hashem, there are many other allusions that seem to point in the same direction. So his point, Rabbi Osai, is that again, and you'll see the Nesiyas Hashem, one thing about his style is he's a little bit repetitive in the way that he says things, but it also helps to drive the point home. See, as he said, ultimately, is just understand that this is not the final stop, but just because it's not the final stop does not cheapen the existence over here. If anything, it's just the opposite. The fact that this is the world in which we have the ability to prepare for all eternity heightens our responsibility in this world, heightens our responsibility to use all the gashmius that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us with in a responsible fashion, ultimately to bring us closer to Hashem. Alright, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up paragraph Yud tomorrow.